Nathaniel, Nathaniel Burnett. What a noble name, a name for a general at least. Nathaniel, Nathaniel Burnett. I hope it isn't long till he's released. These hospitals are dreadful, rooms of filth and death. Boys laid out like piano keys, horror on their breath. But this one seems so fine and calm. This one doesn't make me hear the battle tearing through a family's farm. Who is he? How pitiful to simply say hello. There's so much I want. Do you live? Are you a farmer? What I wouldn't give to see a real plantation. I need to know, do you like to dance? I'll bet you're a charmer. With one subtle glance, you cause a small sensation. Ladies, I'll vie for your hand. Doesn't it sound grand? I need to know. I'm a Pennsylvania girl, never left the state, never thought I'd want to go, too much on my slate. But I meet these boys, I read your letter, now I stand at my gate and think of travel. To Atlanta? Have you ever seen New Orleans? Have you ever swum the Mississippi? Or been a cave-in? Or scaled a mountain? Or tamed a stallion? Or seen a gator? Or Mexico? Have you been to Mexico? I need to know, are you afraid? How are you sleeping? How long since you prayed? And do you think God hears? I need to know, how will you heal? My men won't stop weeping. Do you ever feel one day you'll run out of tears, like fighting has shriveled your soul? Will you ever be whole? These are the questions I'm dying to ask you. These are the answers that I'll never know. Everything else is too trifling to utter, and so I am left with a simple hello.
Right. rest assured that your letter found its mark and was indeed cause for a smile or two. It shall be a pleasure to correspond with you. Sincerely, Miss Claire Durham.